You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 Hz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 Hz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. And we are back for this terrific show for the, the New Hampshire Christmas Cookie Tour coming up. Bella Sobel should write about this time be in New Hampshire, but she's in studio with us right now. Ella, how do you get to be in two places at once?
Oh, I'm just a talented woman that can multitask, Willem.
There you go. And Stephen in Montreal as well. And
yes, I'm here. And we were
last. Does our guest have eisenthalitis or is she
online?
No,
I believe she joins us now on the line.
Wonderful.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing just great.
Good.
We're welcoming Marty Main, who is the coordinator of the Inn-to-Inn Cookie and Candy Tour for the 8th Annual Cookie Tour in the New Hampshire area, North Conway. Welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
But tell us more about the cookie tour and what goes on a cookie tour, which is actually the weekend that this show airs, December 11th and 12th.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is the 8th year for the Inn-to-Inn Cookie Tour, which we have now dubbed the Inn-to-Inn Cookie and Candy Tour, since we've added candy to the lineup of the sweet treats that will be featured at the tour. The tour consists of a self-guided tour of 17 different inns, all in Mount Washington Valley, New Hampshire, right in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. No inns are more than about 15 minutes apart. Some of them are walking distance apart. And what happens is everybody goes, they taste wonderful, wonderful Christmas cookies and holiday candies that have been made by innkeepers, some of whom have had these recipes in their families for generations. And then everybody takes home a wonderful little keepsake collection of all the recipes so that they can go and create them themselves at home.
That sounds great to me. I love to cook. I love to bake. And most of all, I love to eat cookies.
So do most people.
Absolutely.
Now, tell us a bit more about the variety of inns that you have in North Conway. Some very beautiful properties there.
Oh, yes, indeed. We start from the north with the Notchland Inn, which is in Hart's location. Beautiful 11-room inn, all suites. They all have in-room fireplaces. And from there, we go to the Covered Bridge House, the Bartlett Inn. Those are two lovely B&Bs, a little bit smaller and more cozy. Then it continues down to Jackson, New Hampshire, where you'll find the Inn at Ellis River and the Inn at Jackson. Then if you continue going south on the route, you would come to the 1785 Inn and Restaurant, a fabulous restaurant, and they have very, very professionally wonderful pastry chefs there, so you'll always find something tasty there.
Pastry chefs.
Yeah. I can see you smiling, Marty.
Yep, you can hear the smile
through
the radio, can't
you? Absolutely.
Their food is wonderful. And then we continue south to the Old Red Inn and Cottages. Right across the street is the Eastman Inn. Those are two real favorites because they're right in the middle of the tour. Continuing south again, we get to the Lavender Flower Inn, and their cookies, they are actually baking lavender cookies with lavender baked right in. I've tasted them. They're fabulous.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. And then new to the tour this year, all of those I've mentioned before have been on the tour before, but new to the tour this year is the Admiral Perry House, which is in Fryeburg, Maine, right over about a mile and a half from the New Hampshire border. And they have the most fabulous cookies this year. They're doing these polar igloos, which are kind of like macaroons with caramel in them and chocolate.
Mm.
Oh, they're so fabulous. And a couple other wonderful signature recipes that they do, too. If we keep going south, we get to the Snow Village Inn, the Inn at Crystal Lake, the Tamworth Inn, the Riverbend Inn, the Darby Field Inn. And I think I might have gotten everybody on the tour there.
The Inn at Crystal Lake?
The Inn at Crystal Lake.
You mentioned that, yep. Now, this time of year is also very magical and very memorable when you travel to North Conway and area because of all the Christmas decorations. You walk into any of these inns and they have them decorated in period styles, and the just the fragrance in the air brings back memories of past Christmases.
Oh, I know, I know. Every one of them has kind of their own theme. Most of them use a holiday theme. Some, you know, have our heritage, Norwegian heritages, for example. So they have many wonderful international decorations there. A lot of the innkeepers use all natural things from the woods and the mountains, berries, pine, and you smell that when you walk in. A lot of pine roping and. I can remember one that was a beautiful decoration that was right over a doorway that was made with pineapples. It was so cool. Yeah. So you get wonderful ideas for decorating from the innkeepers. I take home the best ideas, you know, cranberry wreaths or vases that are filled with cranberries and pines, and it's so simple, but it's so and easy for anybody to do, but it's just lovely. So you'll get some great decorating ideas for those who come on the tour also.
Sounds good. What I also like is the fact that you get to visit so many different inns, and you get to see what they're all about, and it's kind of a really nice way that it's put together.
Yeah, yeah. I should mention before we go any further that for those listening, if they want more information, they can certainly go to the website, which is Country Inns, with an S, inthewhitemountains.com. countryinsinthewhitemountains.com. There's a full description of what is involved with the cookie tour and also the cooking contest, the Great American Cookie Bake Off that we talk about, and we can talk about that a little bit further too.
Excellent.
Yeah. And also, for those that don't have any plans for next weekend yet, the one of the best ways to do this tour is to stay for two nights, and you get free tickets to the tour, which is a $50 value. The tickets are $25 each. And that's the perfect way, because you can come down from Montreal or from Massachusetts or from wherever the listeners are, and spend two nights, which you need to really be able to see 17 inns and enjoy all the holiday events that are going on in the area, and then get two free tickets to the tour, plus breakfast each morning for everybody in the group. So,
well, those breakfasts, even the breakfast, you're going to be full even after leaving for breakfast. You're going to have to make room for those cookies, because you're going to start your day off with a magnificent breakfast.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's one thing you can expect from a country inn or a bed and breakfast.
This time of year, people are heading to North Conway as well. It's a great chance to do some Christmas shopping in outlet stores that you have there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we can't go on without mentioning tax-free New Hampshire.
That's right.
No sales tax on anything that you purchase in the store. There's a rooms and meals tax at restaurants, but no sales tax. So what you see on a price tag is what you pay, and that's really a nice thing about shopping. Plus, in North Conway, or Mount Washington Valley in general, there are 200 outlets, boutiques, antique shops. We say there's about 100 outlets, and then 100 wonderful craft stores and boutiques, apparel, you know, everything from ski shops to antique shops and everything in between, which is great.
So it's something for everyone to do, not just sitting and eating cookies, although you can sit and eat cookies all day, and that's a great addition to
any
weekend getaway.
You can eat cookies and do your shopping, and once you finish shopping, you get a bit tired, you can go up to one of those nice, comfortable inns and relax and enjoy the ambiance and taste the cookies and carry on with your activities.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm ready to go.
Let's do it.
The website again, countryinsinthewhitemountains.com, coming up to quarter past the hour here, and with Marty Main, coordinator of the official
cookie
title?
Cookie and Candy Tour.
Cookie and Candy Tour. I missed out on the candy because that's new this year. So
yeah.
I'll bring you some back, Stephen.
Oh, yes. Bring me some candy.
Stephen would love to have some candy samples. I would know this about him.
Yes. Just sit there and so I think my dentist will also appreciate the fact that you give me some candy samples as well.
We'll be sure to send you back a goodie bag.
Excellent.
Well, Marty represents several dentists in the North Conway area, didn't you know?
Yeah, there's a method to my madness here.
Oh, yes.
We're coming up on a break right now. Marty, are we keeping you for
the next...
Oh, yeah,
we're going to keep Marty on after the break.
Great.
Absolutely. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And we have a special show for you here today. Here in December, the New Hampshire Christmas Cookie and Candy Tour. We have Stephen and Ella in studio right now, and special guest Marty Main on telephone, direct from New Hampshire. Or Maine.
Welcome back, Marty.
Thanks.
I think another thing also worth mentioning is the fact that you can do this cookie tour, you can, like you mentioned, do quite a bit of shopping at the outlets in the tax-free environment. But there's also an awful lot of activities that you can take advantage of while you're in the North Conway area and New Hampshire in general.
Yes, and that's very true. North Conway is kind of the center of Mount Washington Valley, and Mount Washington Valley has 13 ski areas and cross-country centers, 7 ski resorts and 6 cross-country centers. And with recent snow that we've had and cold temperatures, a lot of those are opening up on a daily basis, and I'm sure by next weekend the ski season will be well underway. So skiing is definitely an option with lots of different choices for you, too. There are all sorts of holiday events happening in Mount Washington Valley next weekend. There's the Spirit of the Holidays event that's going to be taking place in the right in North Conway Village, which involves open houses and literally chestnuts roasting on an open fire, which they do every year.
They actually do it. It's not just a cliche.
Yes. And tree lightings and that kind of thing. The town of Jackson is doing their annual events that surround the holidays. There's ice skating, and that's free right in the center of North Conway. There's sledding for those that, you know, want to do that kind of thing, and there's a good amount of snow on the ground right now from recent snowfall we've had. So it's really beautiful. The decorations are all up in the windows. In fact, there's a wonderful holiday store decorating contest going on, so they've really, you know, decorated to the nines for that, and every night at night the snowflakes that hang from the telephone poles in North Conway Village light up, and it's really, really a magical time.
And it really gives you that feeling of Christmas. You've got the decorations, you've got the snow, you've got the mountains. I mean, it's such a wonderful area to be in, to just get that Christmas spirit going.
You bet. You bet. You've got it.
And the inns, when you go back to your inn, and we've talked earlier about the decorations and the individuality of the inns, just sitting around the fireplaces or having a coffee and reading.
And munching on cookies, Stephen.
Oh, yes. Cookies, cookies, cookies. Don't get too many crumbs in my bed. It's like staying in your own home. You're sitting there. You don't think you're staying in a hotel or an inn. You're welcomed into somebody's home, it seems, and that really adds to, particularly this time of year, because people go, even when they're taking a weekend getaway, they feel sad or whatever, you're amongst friends and you're amongst family of a different sort.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, I follow travel trends, and one of the things that people are looking for right now are unique vacations. And one wonderful thing about being bed and breakfast and country inns is that they're all different. No kind of cookie cutter, same lobby every time you go walk into one. It's always there. You're always going to find a unique travel experience every time you stay in them. And I think the other thing that people are looking for right now is a little bit more of a personal touch. And that's the other wonderful thing that you'll find certainly at the Country Inns in the White Mountains group that we're talking about today, but also at Country Inns and B&Bs in general around the country. You know, you do get more of that one-on-one attention that you don't find in larger lodging properties.
You can plug into that local person's knowledge as to great places to eat, activities, museums, events, shopping. It's like having a friend, a contact, an associate in that market. So
yes.
No matter what your reason for visiting, they'll say, oh, well, maybe. And they'll use their contacts through the local convention bureau or chamber of commerce, put you in touch with people who might have the same interests, or find you that hidden treasure that you were looking for.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true.
It's also much of a more comforting kind of feeling if you're staying at one of the country inns, bed and breakfast. You get to meet the people. It's got that homey feeling that you won't find in a large hotel chain.
That's also true, and especially for those traveling alone. You know, more and more you find single travelers these days, and you know, you want to know that somebody's going to know if you don't show up at night.
Or maybe you don't.
It didn't happen in North Conway, but you know, you never know. And it does give you that feeling of comfort to know that somebody is waiting up for you.
And there's that sense of security, which is very, very important too.
Yeah,
to travelers exactly. These days.
Especially as a woman alone.
Yep, exactly.
You can feel rest assured. And I think we, you know, and I touched on it earlier as well, because people you know, you do travel, and if you are alone, if you're the only person in your family, or you're traveling for whatever reason, then it can be a lonely experience to go back and sit in your room at night by yourself. But you're going back to an inn, and you can sit and chat with the innkeeper, or you know, he can put you in touch with some of his friends who might share the same interests. Hey, that's really added something, and it's boosted your spirits as well. You go back feeling like a better person.
Right, exactly.
And you can meet people just having a cookie or two in the lobby, mm-hmm. and starting to chat and talk about the recipes, and just it's a great way to meet people.
Yep, you know, this is the weekend for the cookie and candy tour is coming up, but whenever you stay at a country inn, you can pretty much always depend on the fact that at night you'll find some warm cookies waiting for you, whether it's the cookie tour weekend or not.
They don't have, it's not one of those things that has to be on this particular day and we're not going to do it the rest of the year. It's like, there are those special treats, because I've come back to the inn and you've got maybe the lemonade out and like, coffee and the teas or little pastries that they've made, and afternoon tea, afternoon snack time in the lobby of an inn is a special time, and it's mm-hmm. a decompression time.
It's a yeah. personal touch also. You feel welcomed, you feel good, it's comforting.
It's part of that added value, I think, that you find at a country inn or a bed and breakfast, along with breakfast. You know, a lot of places, if you stay in larger hotels, you know, you can ring up as much as a $30 tab for breakfast for two. And so at all country inns and B&Bs, they serve breakfast as part of the stay. And those breakfasts are often candlelight, four-course, lavish. You wouldn't have to eat another meal for a day type of breakfast.
You have enough sustenance to take you through the rest of your day, and be it, and it's a variety. It's not the same thing, but like some hotels include a breakfast, and it's on a steam table, and it was put out at 6 a.m., and it stays there till 10 a.m., and tastes as bland, but this is cooked to order. This is a variety. One day might be a ham and cheese omelet. Next day will be Eggs
pancakes.
Benedict, or pancakes, crepes, waffles, fresh fruit. Such a variety. It's beyond compare.
There's yeah. something for everyone, and you can't walk away and not enjoy it.
Yep, exactly.
There'll always be, we've talked about, you know, on other shows about people who complain and find something wrong with anything, but hey, if you're one of those people, hey, stay away, because we don't want you to be happy when you go.
That's it.
Now, for all of those that we've enticed by all of this wonderful talk about bed and breakfast and country inns, I want to just put in a plug for the Country Inns in the White Mountains website, which is www.countryinnsinthewhitemountains.com.
And I'd like to also add that if you would like to give them a call, you can also reach the New Hampshire Country Inns and Bed and Breakfasts at 603-356-9460.
And, of course, there's the cookie tour taking place the weekend December 11th and 12th, and taking place at the 8th year. We were there a couple of years ago. Can certainly attest to the fact that it's a lot of fun and can be as peaceful or as hectic as you want it to be. You can take in all the inns. You can take in one of the inns. You can stay in your room and just enjoy the fresh smell and the fresh scent of Christmas time in the air. And I think that's, there is something, or to paraphrase the a slogan of a certain radio station, there is magic in the valley. But because, of course, was it just fate that North Conway's favorite morning man, Cooper Fox, decided to get married on the Saturday of the cookie and candy tour? I don't know. Did he plan that, or was it all?
It was planned to coincide with our visit, Steve.
Yes, he wanted to make sure that everything was.
So he scheduled the wedding the exact time of our broadcast.
Yes, so to make sure that you couldn't attend.
Well, that's one plan that's destined to fail, because I will definitely be there.
Oh, yes, you found a way to be there. And
he managed to keep you at home, so that'll be fine. In the meantime, Ella gets to do her little Christmas cookie and candy tour. And
that's right.
We're coming up on the break. Marty, thanks for having us here on the Travel World Radio Show. Visit you in North Conway.
Okay.
And the website again, we'll be countryinnsinthewhitemountains.com. Check it out. The cookie and candy tour, December 11th and 12th.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Great.
Absolutely. And Ella's going to be enjoying that coming up next week. Probably as you hear our voice, Ella will be munching on cookies.
We're
looking
forward to that.
Me too.
This is the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Site of Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Willem Backus and Ellis Obo. In Montreal, I am in Hamilton with my family.
No, you're celebrating Stephen Pickford's birthday. In Montreal. Willem Backus is in Hamilton. Thank you, Marcellus, for reading the teleprompter correctly.
I did, absolutely.
But you were right, I am in Montreal.
Yes. See?
Yes, but Willem Backus was in Hamilton, and
he still is.
I am in Hamilton.
Yes.
I still am.
Yes.
That's a long visit.
A long visit. 2 weeks.
A long visit.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
So, well, yes. I'll check the old read back on it. Now, you got a special segment for you, yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Herbach has written a book, Paris Made Easy, The Best Sights and Walks of Paris, and he joins us on the line from his home in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Now, what got you interested in writing a book, a very easy-to-read book, hence the name Paris Made Easy, to introduce both the first-time and return visitor of some of the sights and sounds and places in Paris?
Well, I actually started writing books when I wrote a book, A Menu Reader, after being served a plate of cold brains in rural France. And I decided I should write a little pocket guide that explains what you're eating in a foreign country. And that book was called Eating and Drinking in Paris. And in writing that book, people would email me or call me and say, well, now that you've told me what I'm eating and where I should eat, what should I go and see? And so I thought, well, I just might as well take it one step further and do a book about walking in the sights of Paris. And I do not like large books. I hate carrying around a big book, so I made it a little pocket-sized book.
It's very easy to follow along. Now, how many times have you personally visited Paris?
I think I've lost track, but I would say probably about 30.
Well, 30 times. So lots of insider tips and information about some of your favorite spots.
Well, you know, the best places to go in Paris are the places that, if you're going for the first time, the Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées and places like that. Of course, the ones that you see in the photos. But there are also a lot of other interesting places you can go in Paris. The medical college has an interesting little exhibit of people who have been flayed, for lack of a better way to say it, just nicely assembled in some glass cages. Those kind of sites are everywhere in Paris. And, of course, Paris has, and you would not be surprised to find this out, a smoking museum, because everyone smokes there.
Oh, yeah, so this is going to be the next vacation spot.
Great place for Monica.
Kaufman, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. In the smoke-mobile.
This is the type of place that you might not necessarily know of if you didn't read about it in advance, or you'd find out about it maybe on the flight home and say, oh, boy, I wish I had gone, because it was one of those quirky little things that might have captured your attention.
There are a lot of those things. I personally get bored in museums after a short while. So I like to see exhibits and just simply walk around Paris. And really, Paris is a beautiful city. When you turn a corner in Paris and you see a fantastic building, in Paris it's just another building. In any other city it would be just phenomenal.
Well, people think, you know, when they visit a location in the United States or Canada, oh, it's historical because it's, you know, 100 years, and you go, 100 years is new building in Paris.
That's right.
And you only really see something up close and personal by walking. You get a good overview maybe by taking an organized bus tour, but you have to get off that bus and walk around. And it's the little things that you see and the local people that you meet while walking around that you'll remember.
Right. In my book, I have 6 walks through Paris, and they have themes like a culinary walk. And for those people who've never been there before, I take them through the main part of town, which starts at the top of the Samaritan department store, which is 9 stories tall, one of the tallest buildings in central Paris. And it has a free observation deck and a cafe where you can walk up there and have a great free view. And you walk down the street and you walk through an incredible flower and pet and bird market. And it's that type of thing that you really need to experience when you go to Paris, because it's so different than Milwaukee, for instance.
Well, not that there's anything wrong with Milwaukee. We had a good show there from the Best Western downtown there many years ago. And, of course, the color maps and different drawings, diagrams help you locate your way.
That's right. One of the things that I've found about looking at other walking guides is you don't want to have your face in the book the whole time. So I give as straight directions as possible so you can actually experience what you're walking through and not just have your face in the book.
Yeah, you don't want to bump into somebody or else, you know, find yourself face-to-face with a brick wall. So, no, not the right location. But so what are some of your favorite restaurants or tips on going to a restaurant?
Well, the biggest tip, I think, about going to a restaurant is this strange thing that Parisians have about reservations. If you make reservations you're going to be treated better. All you have to do is walk past the place during the day, make a reservation, and they just, for some reason, really like that. I was walking in my last trip to Paris, and I found this tiny little restaurant called Le Timbre, which means the stamp, and quite frankly, it's the size of a stamp. It has 20 seats in it that are just right next to each other, but there's a British cook and his French wife who put out incredible food in this tiny, tiny little kitchen, and it's really one of those great Parisian bistro experiences.
People think that going to Europe is going to cost them a lot, and it doesn't necessarily have to if you pick and choose your restaurants correctly.
Sure, and one of the things that people do, and I think it's a big mistake, is they think that they have to go to the famous restaurants. The Tour d'Argent has been in Paris forever, and some think it's just living off of its reputation. But if you go to these small places and order, for instance, the house wine, which is going to be a lot cheaper than a bottle of wine, it's usually very, very good, and that's the way you get to experience the cuisine and the beverages of a country, by drinking what the locals are drinking.
Yes, follow the locals' example rather than the touristy little spots that are there to take in top dollar from people who may not know any better.
Well, as a general rule, I think that a place that has a menu in a English or other language translation and it's near a tourist area is going to just cater to tourists, and you're really not experiencing what French cuisine is all about.
You'll also find that some of the local restaurants won't take credit cards. The ones that cater to the tourists are going to take every credit card imaginable, so maybe that's also a good way to sort things out by, too.
It sure is.
Now, what are some other advice that you can impart from words of wisdom?
Well, I think the thing that especially those in the United States have to remember is that Parisians don't hate you. The Parisians,
sure they do. that comes from that's transposed itself to French Canada as well. Everybody does.
I have never been treated poorly in Paris. I've never had a bad experience there, and I've been going for many, many years.
The night is young.
I think that what you do is you just have to be, you have to remember you're a visitor in their country. And if you just make a little bit of effort to say in French, parlez-vous anglais, do you speak English? Even if you don't speak French, if you learn that, there you'll be treated a lot kinder than you usually would. But I really don't find that the French are rude.
No, I think if some people go automatically, it doesn't necessarily have to be to France, but it can be traveling anywhere, and it doesn't matter what nationality you are. They could be the French coming to America, or the Canadians going to Taiwan, or where have you. They'll go in there with a kind of a sanctimonious attitude, and everything is much better in our country, and how come you don't do it our way, the way it's done in my hometown?
Exactly. Stay home.
Yeah, if you want everything to be totally identical, go into places with an open mind, and don't criticize everyone and everything that you see along the way, because that's automatically going to get somebody's back up. I'm sure somebody went to Milwaukee and you hear them all say, criticize your town. Well, all of a sudden, blow off, go home, don't like it here. You're going to get a wall of resistance no matter what.
If you just go to a foreign country and you want to experience the country, you just have to try to go with the flow. Try to behave like the locals do. Don't talk real loud like North Americans do.
When in Hawaii, eat and pan, as we say. And that will wrap it up for this particular segment. We have, we have actually one more minute left in this segment before we take a break. I think what we were getting at is when you go to a different place, you just got to show respect for the local culture. Like here in Montreal, I mean, don't try that parlez-vous anglais, because that'll get you in hot water here in Montreal. But when around here, if you just give them the idea that you're trying to speak the language, or at least that you say bonjour or something like that, which is hello, then they'll warm up to you right away. Like Steven said, if you go in there and try to say, well, why can't y'all be like us, then they're going to get their dander up.
That's right. Just remember you're a guest in their country.
And we're talking to Andy Herbach. Book is Paris Made Easy, The Best Sights and Walks of Paris. And we'll be continuing our discussion this morning on Travel World with Andy when we return across America via satellite, the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Willem Backus, and we have about 10 more seconds to fill up, Steve. So give us those extra long station IDs that you're very, very famous for.
Radio Network across America via satellite. Stay listening.
And that will do it.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And this time, I'm in Hamilton and Stephen and Ella are in Montreal.
Yes,
which
well, I could
find...
have taken a flight back and joined you in Hamilton and you could have come back.
Now that would have been real quick, eh, Steve?
Yes. Well, of course, through the power of radio, if we had pre-taped the show and did it on different weeks and spliced it together, we could have actually said we were doing it, right?
Well, actually, right, no, I would never want to say that. Not on the air, not in public, not everywhere. But having said that, Ella, at this at the time you'll be hearing this, is in she's in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Yeah, tasting all the different yummy recipes of cookies and candy.
You'll be tasting candy? Get that on picture, get that on film, and we're going to put it on the internet and make a lot of money on you.
Great. Here we go.
Yeah.
Someone's screensaver.
There's some great
there we go.
We're talking about food in Paris with Andy Herbeck and some of the restaurant tips. And we're also talking about helpful French phrases, and we went over one or two of them. I know a few phrases that could help out visitors, but I can't mention them on the radio. So what are some other great things, Andy, that you'd like to impart to our listeners that are also included in your book, Paris Made Easy, the best sights and walks of Paris?
I think our guest might have just got mesenthalitis. Are you online with us, Andy?
Did he hang up on us?
I do. Might have.
He might have.
Happens to us more than once, right, Steve?
Oh, yes. Won't be the first time. Well, hey.
I kind of like the idea that he started off by writing books describing what it is that you're really eating. I think he should actually write a guidebook on my sister's cooking.
No, and what would be the well, he'd sell at least one copy.
Muffins.
One copy to you.
Yeah. Oil of cascara, something you should never trust your sister.
But it is interesting to say, though, what he was mentioning, that if you go to a foreign country, you have no idea of any of the language, and you order something thinking you might be getting, say, chicken, and you end up with something that might be a little too exotic for your taste buds, and
Or in the case of a lot of people, that you might be actually allergic, yeah.
That's it.
Food allergies. Yeah, that is a thing. I keep casting my mind to that ill-fated trip to Belgium that we took in 1991, when we sat down and they fed everybody a plate of this really slimy, disgusting eel, and then when I told them, hey, I'm allergic to this kind of thing, to seafood of all kinds, they put a plate of mushrooms in front of me, and I thought to myself, great. Oh, yeah, Steve will tell you all about that. Yeah, you've heard the story before,
yes,
but still funny, isn't it?
Yes, it's still funny. I was trying not to to laugh too much when they brought it, because of all the things they could have brought you. they could have brought you, you know, artichokes and cauliflower hearts or whatever, and you know, something covered
Chinese food.
Chinese food or covered with maple syrup and blueberries and, you know, anything. Any combination, weird mixture, you know.
Bison burger with caramel sauce.
Yeah, well, that actually was...
Actually, that was good. That's a little like having... that was a little like having like bacon with maple syrup or something.
Yeah, you have sausage with maple syrup, that kind of thing. But, I mean, of all the things they could have brought them, that, when they brought mushrooms, that was like...
Well, yeah, I ate a lot of bread out in Belgium, but I'll tell you one thing for sure. I am not about to go back to Belgium anytime soon from that thing. Either way, you know, this kind of a guidebook that gives you a guide to the different kinds of foods you'd be eating is very valuable for just about anybody. So
you can find out what some of the terms are, and you can know that in advance. And, of course, when you enter these restaurants, it is always a good idea if you don't know, please ask, because many times you will find the people are very helpful. But if you just assume and you think, oh, I'm a know-it-all, I know how to read the language, or I know how everything is done, well, you might have a surprise, and it might not be a pleasant surprise.
And you learn
something as well in the process, because sometimes when you do ask the wait staff or they bring out the chef, you might actually learn more about the preparation of the dish, and it's made something... something special as well. So I just to assume and just order it, I mean, unless you want to stick to all the tried and true favorite chain restaurants and have a and ask Jimmy whether he can make a club sandwich for lunch, which
that would be kind of funny. Get on your mom's good side again.
Yeah, you don't want to make a club sandwich. Yes, no, but I mean, there are unique foods, and sometimes foods that have a different name in a different country than you're used to might be the same thing that you're used to at home, but it may be called something different.
Perfect example of that is shepherd's pie in English and pâté chinois in French, which loosely translates to
Chinese pasta.
Chinese Yeah.
Chinese pasta and kind of a combination. There are different Greek dishes that are kind of comparable, but have different names, but have basically the same ingredients, but with the different, different modifications. But it would be, in effect, the same kind of dish. And if you knew what was in it, you might actually enjoy it, but you're turned off just by the name.
Sure.
You have the name and you're turned off by it. But, of course, if you knew, it's made out of ground beef and,
things you're used to.
Certain sauce, maybe a mushroom sauce or what have you, or beef bouillon, gravy and potatoes and mixed vegetables. Well, I say, okay, those are all things. All the ingredients are exactly sure. What I'm used to and what I know, but, hey, I'm trying one of the local specialties.
It's also noteworthy to mention that if you have these guidebooks that explain what things are, you'll also be able to learn what some of the local gastronomy is, and maybe one of these dishes tempts your taste buds, and then you can order it, whereas otherwise you may have never known about it.
Well, I think it's also good to read these books in advance of your travels, too, because as we were saying, there are museums that say, that may be something of interest to me. Well, how did I know about it? I took the Grey Line tour, and that's always a good way to introduce yourself to the city. But what about, the Dungeon of Horrors or whatever else they have.
Isn't that the place you wanted to visit, Steve?
Oh, yes.
Something pronounced a little bit differently there, mind you, but...
Yes, or just to drop a few letters. just drop a few letters. But
we were talking about the whipped cookies, right?
Yes, and the whipped shortbread.
Whipped shortbread.
Yeah, but I think actually Andy has called back to join us for the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Do we have Andy back online?
You sure do.
Okay.
Wow, the fun of life. Andy, you've got about 3 minutes. So talk.
The telephone.
So maybe some hints on how to save money or some insider shopping tips, whatever you'd like to spend your 3 minutes getting us involved in Paris Made Easy, the best sights and walks of Paris.
Well, some of the budget tips that you have really... one of the great things now is you can go on the internet and you can look for an apartment in Paris. And there are a number of companies that are quite reputable that will allow you to stay in somebody's apartment that's primarily rented out for a lot cheaper than you would pay in a hotel. And many of these places have washers and dryers, which allow you to pack less, and have amenities such as a stovetop, which you, of course, wouldn't have in a typical hotel in Paris. A lot of the tips for saving money in Paris really deal with eating. There are things like having... Paris is a city of parks. You can go to a wonderful little bakery and you can get cheese and bread and a bottle of wine down the street and take it to one of the parks and just sit there. And one of the great things about Paris is... you can sit at any cafe, you can order a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or a mug of beer, and you can sit there as long as you want, and it's really one of Europe's greatest bargains and certainly one of Paris's greatest bargains.
Yeah, I think that, and it brings out all the charm. This is like the typical pictures you see of people just relaxing on a bench or in the park, and you can be one of them. You can put yourself in that picture.
I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're traveling to Paris is they think, oh my God, I've got to see all of these sites. I've got to go to the Louvre and see every floor and all the artwork in there, which of course you can't do. It would take forever. And they,
speaking of which, I got to go to the Louvre pretty soon too.
That way you miss the real Parisian experience by spending all your time in the museum.
And the book that really helps make it easy to get around Paris and make the best of your trip, Paris Made Easy, The Best Sights and Walks of Paris by Andy Herbach. It's from Open Road Publishing, distributed by Simon & Schuster, $9.95 US. And Andy's own website is www.eatanddrink.com. That's EATNDRINK.com. Paris Made Easy, The Best Sights and Walks of Paris, with some of the tips on the eating, shopping, getting around, things to see that you might not have necessarily thought of, and an easy to carry around format that's not going to weigh down your briefcase or your luggage that you can carry with you as you wander the streets.
And that's going to wrap it up for this particular show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andy, for joining us. And as we next week, we're going to be the very famous Gérald Tremblay visit, third time to the Christmas get-together. Mr. Steer Steerburger Restaurants at Catherine Street, downtown Montreal.
We got to go right now.
Join us then. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ellis Sobel.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.